Errol Garner, 61 years ago this month, with Wyatt Ruther and Fats Hurd. Don't worry about me. And I'll get along now, because here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, a performance from saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson's new Focus Quartet, recorded at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh. The new Focus Quartet, and more from that concert set later on the show. Plus, Jazz Lineup reporter Phil Smith will be shining the spotlight on Finnish guitarist and composer Valtteri Poihonen, whose music offers a different idea to what we might expect from the sound of Scandinavian jazz via his surf jazz project, Dalindeo. But first, from his latest album, Let It Be Told, with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, saxophonist and composer Julian Arguelles is on fine form alongside pianist Django Bates on this track by Dudu Pukwana called Mra Kali.
Thank you.
Julian Arguelles playing and conducting the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, who are playing Dudu Pukwana's Mra Kali, the opening track from his brand new release out on the Basho record label called Let It Be Told. Well, here's a new discovery for me, a wonderful new face on the modern jazz scene, Polish singer Natalia Mateo. She was born in Poland, raised in Austria, and now lives in Germany and is signed to the prestigious ACT label. She draws her influences from the Slavic ballad tradition to Joni Mitchell and pop and rock, and I love her version of one of my favourite Tom Waits songs from her album Heart of Darkness. This is Chocolate Jesus.
Church on Sundays, don't fall on the knees to pray. Don't memorize the Bible, I got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. I fall on my knees on Sundays, around the leaves can be stored. It's gotta be a chocolate Jesus. Gotta be a chocolate Jesus. Keep me satisfied. Keep me satisfied. Keep me satisfied. Don't want no Abazella. Don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better suitable for this boy. Cup of gold, see, only a chocolate Jesus can satisfy my soul. When the weather gets rough and it's whiskey in the shade, it's best to wrap your savior up in cellophane. Flows like a big muddy, but that's okay. Pour him over ice cream, a nice buffet.
Natalia Mateo singing Tom Waits' Chocolate Jesus, and a great idea to put that in 5/4. And with Natalia were Gregor Lenner on trumpet and effects, Simon Grot played piano, Danny Hamid on guitars, Christopher Bolt on bass, and Fabian Ristau on drums and percussion. That album by Natalia Mateo is called Heart of Darkness, and it's out now. Bassist, composer, arranger and producer Matt Owens plays an important part of Manchester's vibrant music scene. As well as being a busy working musician, he's also been successful in writing music for films and television, and he runs an independent record label called All Made Up Records. His debut album, The Aviator's Ball, includes elements of jazz, world, classical and folk, and it features a host of Manchester's finest musicians. Let's hear the title track, The Aviator's Ball.
Thank you.
taken from the debut album of the same name, The Aviator's Ball. That was Matt Owens with that charming waltz. Well, it's time to venture north to get to know a jazz musician from Finland who's perhaps a new name to many British ears. Jazz lineup reporter Phil Smith caught up with Valtteri Poihonen, whose music offers perhaps a different idea to what you might expect from the sound of Scandinavia. Here's Valtteri to set the scene.
Our music traditionally has always been kind of some people sitting in a room on a fireplace and then singing some songs or some folk tales.
When I asked Valtteri Poihonen to suggest an artist dear to him, he offered up the wistful sounds of Finland's tango king, Olavi Virta.
The major keys are a little bit suspicious to the Finnish people. It's just we prefer the music in minor.
From the end of the 30s to the middle of the 60s, Werther's mournful crooning dominated his country's pop charts.
Not necessarily sad, but somehow melancholic. No, it's kind of the Finnish mentality as well. It's like Finland is pretty far from everything, from the centers of Europe, the centers of the world, living in a huge country which has very few people, and it's like long winters, not so much light, and very subdued people, and it's the cliches, but it's all true somehow. Yes, I'm Valtteri Poihonen from Helsinki, Finland.
Valtteri is a guitarist, pianist and improviser.
I'm a jazz musician and composer.
And he's the leader of this band.
Leader of Dalindio.
The group's latest album is called Kallio, named after their beloved Helsinki neighbourhood. And this track paints the picture of an evening at Tokoi Beach, a favourite hangout.
It's not really a beach, it's called a beach, but it's a small spot in Kallio with park, and then you have the water and you have some small boats and also the drunk people.
Well, it may sound a little sad, but for the most part, Poihonen's music is less about dark, lonely lakeside landscapes and more, well, beach towels.
Quite a kind of surf rockabilly, but then still jazz, and then with still the melodies being on the melancholic side, but still a lot of energy. I think, like, really, we take no prisoners. People ask me this often, like, what jazz guitar players I like, and it's really difficult because there are not so many that I like, actually. I never really listened to so much. I was more for the twang and for the surf and for the rocky stuff.
Is there much surfing going on in Finland? Alongside the tango and the surf, I hear in Dalindeo's music hard bop horn lines with Ethiopic style grooves and a kind of throwback cinema aesthetic. In fact, when Tarantino makes his first Nordic Western, which will no doubt feature a herd of ultra-violent, free-swearing reindeer, this music will surely be on the shortlist. Poihonen's style is a product of Helsinki's jazz scene in the early 2000s. There was lots of this kind of music about. Dalindeo was signed to the Rikkitik label, which offered up Latin-infused dance floor jazz for the clubs.
Originally it was producers Tuomas Kallio and Kim Rantala and Antti Erikäinen, and I think they were kind of thinking, like, how would it sound if you actually would sample some old tracks and really start to bring them into the contemporary, more the loopy nature of the music of the 21st century. And then the label was founded on the Five Chords Quintet.
Five Corners Quintet, no strangers to jazz lineup. Musicians on the Ricky Dick label came together to form a big band, and it's this ensemble that has allowed Perhonen to explore composing and arranging on a larger scale. And in 2013, it led to a pretty unusual kind of album, a collaboration with a trio of Finnish rappers. And what's perhaps even more unusual for a big band jazz album featuring a trio of rappers was that it was a chart success.
We released the album and then we all of a sudden we're like number three on the album chart on the first week, and we stayed like 17 weeks and it's still a jazz thing and people are like, okay, what is going on? No niin, nyt tarvitaan toimintaa, kun faija on talous, hip-hopitit koisimaan. Ja toipillaat ne lattialta poimitaan, ja tulli miehet joutu pitelee niit koiriaan. Nyt pannaan rahat poikimaan, ja jengi joutu maanpakon Timo Soinin kaa. Siis loistavaa, julkinen sana levy, please poistakaa, ja sanat peräsäni toistakaa. Ja Lindgrenin liiskaamaks pikkuräppi itikata. What I'm most proud is that like there are these young people in the rock festival, they come and check this out, okay, they've heard this is interesting, and then they're like why is there so many musicians on stage, you know, like it's like, okay, it's a rap thing, like, oh, they have all these horns and what is this, and five, okay, like saxophone, like I think a lot of the young people don't necessarily, big band culture doesn't exist so much nowadays.
Mixing up the sounds and the aesthetics, modern and stylized, I'd say Valtteri Perhonen's approach to jazz tradition stretches way beyond the cliché of the melancholy Finn. But then again, the tango king himself, Mr. Olavi Virta, liked to dance in a variety of styles way back when. Sometimes his tangos glide to ballroom swing, and at other moments they strut about like a Carmen habanera. They can be heard galloping cinematically across the Finnish Wild West, as well as, well, yeah, drowning their sorrows in a late night bar. And actually, for all the exhilaration of Perhonen's adventurous, upbeat brand of 21st century jazz, I do think some of his best stuff is to be found in the wistful ballads. So playing us out, here's homage to Polish composer Krzysztof Komeda, written for the Ricky Dick Big Band.
sound of the Rikki Tikk Big Band led by Valtteri Poihonen, and they're working on a new record which will again blend jazz tradition and Finnish spoken word and rap. All the details of the music featured in today's programme can be found at the Jazz Lineup page of the Radio 3 website. Now, thanks to Phil Smith for that report. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Here's a classic from Kurt Elling, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and lyricist Sammy Kahn, with an arrangement by Lawrence Hobgood. This is Come Fly With Me.
Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic views, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In old Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheering, 'cause we're together, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Baby, you just say the word, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me. Come fly, let's fly away. Love, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, I'll
take your hand and we'll glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might even hear all the angels cheering, 'cause we're together. Because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a gorgeous day. You just say the word and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me. Pack up, let's fly away. Darling, let's fly away.
Taken from his album 1619 Broadway, that was the unmistakable sound of Kurt Elling singing that fresh arrangement of Come Fly With Me. Let's hear something stripped back now, featuring solo piano from jazz giant Keith Jarrett, who turned 70 this year. From his album Creation, this is Part 3, Paris. Thank you. First you heard Paris from Keith Jarrett, and then a segue into a sound journey with Grammy Award-winning pianist Bill Lawrence, who took us to December in New York, taken from his album Swift. Vocalist Vivian Buxek, who's one of Sweden's foremost jazz singers, has released a fine CD with some really interesting songs with a real twist in the arrangements. She's teamed up with fellow Swede bassist Martin Sjöstedt, who's produced the album called Curiosity. Here's their arrangement of a song that won an Academy Award in 1945 for the Best Original Song. It's by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, and it's called It Might As Well Be Spring.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like my mama says, I sit around and moan, pretending that I'm so wonderful, and knowing that I am a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. La da 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 da. As a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else,
walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be, yes, it might as well be, it might as well be.
A great arrangement of It Might As Well Be Spring, sung by Swedish vocalist Vivian Buxegg, taken from her album Curiosity, and some really beautiful scat singing there. Let's hope she comes over to sing in the UK very soon. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. But time now for concert set highlights from saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson, whose new Focus Quartet draws its inspiration from Stan Getz's classic recording of 1961 called Focus. This set was recorded when they opened for Ravi Coltrane at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh on March the 1st. The new Focus Quartet are Konrad Wisniewski on saxophones, Ewan Stevenson on the piano, Michael Janisch on bass and Alan Koska on drums. They open with Konrad Wisniewski's Destination Unknown.
Thank you.
Braeside ending tonight's concert set highlights recorded on March the 1st from the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh. That was Comrade Wisniewski and Ewan Stevenson's new Focus Quartet, who are Comrade on saxophones, Ewan Stevenson on the piano, Michael Janisch plays the bass, and Alan Koska was on the drums. Beats and Pieces Big Band see themselves as a band that happens to be big rather than your average big band. Meeting up as students in Manchester, they've all grown up and developed collectively, and they first played together as Beats and Pieces in 2008. The 14-piece band have all got varied musical backgrounds, and they're brought together by the conductor Ben Cottrell's inspired writing. Last year, they were awarded Ensemble of the Year at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, and their new release, All In, which was recorded at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios, is a high-energy affair. Here's something which features the tight ensemble work, Rain. Thank you. Beats and Pieces with Rain, taken from their new release called All In. Here's something now from Italian trumpeter Fulvio Sigorta and his regular guitar partner Federico Casagrande. This is from their new recording called The Oldest Living Thing, and this time they're joined by US bass guitarist Steve Swallow. It's Fulvio's sixth album as a co-leader, and I really like the cool atmospheric vibe on this title track and their use of space, which really adds to the overall beauty of the writing. This is The Oldest Living Thing. Fulvio Sigorta with Steve Swallow and Federico Casagrande from their album The Oldest Living Thing. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but there's plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz later on tonight at midnight, and on Monday night at 11, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson. But to end today's show, a version of Porter's Ed's Sour Times by the Skydive Trio, led by guitarist Thomas T. Dahl, and taken from their album called Sun Moe. From me, Claire Martin, until next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Skydive Trio's version of Portishead's Sour Times, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. You'll find a playlist on the programme's page of the BBC Radio 3 website. And you may like to know that our Saturday afternoon jazz sequence here on Radio 3 next week all begins an hour earlier than usual.